高考英语听力考试模拟试题八。第一段对话，回答第一题。
Shall I phone and tell your secretary you are not coming today?
Yes, please. Tell her I've got a cold and have a headache, but hope to be back in a day or two. You'd better say I'm staying in bed.
第二段对话，回答第二题。
Is there anything else you want to buy while we're in town?
Let's stop at the camera shop to get some color films. I want to take some pictures in our garden today.
第三段对话，回答第三题。
Have you ever known anyone as unlucky as Mary Green? The most terrible things keep happening to her.
Yes.If you can trust what she says, but I don't think so.
第四段对话，回答第四题。
I wish I hadn't thrown that letter away.
I thought you might, so I took it from the waste paper basket. It's right here in the drawer.
第五段对话，回答第五题。
I have many good ideas to add, Professor Green, but I haven't been able to organize them clearly. May I give you my essay a few days late?
You know that I always prefer a well-written essay, even if it's late.
第六段对话，回答第六至八题。
Excuse me.Could you tell me the way to the Zhongshan Medical College, please?
Zhongshan Medical College. Well, let me see. Okay, yes. It's on the Zhongshan Road near the lake.
Is it far to walk?
It's quite a ways. I don't think you can walk there.
Can I take a bus from here?
Yes, a number 3.
Where's the bus stop?
Turn left outside the hotel. Go straight ahead until you get to the main road. Then turn right, and the bus stop is on the right-hand side, opposite the park.
Well, I think I'll take a taxi. Could you order me a taxi, please?
There's a taxi outside now, ma'am.
Oh, good.Thanks. Hello, taxi. The Zhongshan Medical College, please. I have to be there in 15 minutes.
第七段对话，回答第九至十二题。
Morning, Jane. Did you enjoy your weekend in the country?
Yes, thanks. We had a great time, and some friends went with us.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
No.We camped in the mountains. We cooked all our meals on an open fire and ate outside.
Sounds good. Was the weather good?
The sun shone nearly every day, and it didn't rain once.
Did you like the people there?
Yes, they were great. We met some farmers and had tea in their houses.
When did you get back? Last night?
No. You might think we were mad. We came back this morning. We got up at 3:30, left at 4:30, and arrived here at 9 o'clock. I'm so tired. What about you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, but I didn't do much. I just stayed at home. The weather was terrible.
第八段对话，回答第十三至十四题。
What do you find hardest in English?
I find listening really hard. Sometimes it's just impossible to understand.
Well, you need a lot of practice. The more you listen to English, the easier it becomes.
Well, it's easier said than done.
Why don't you buy a radio? Then you can listen to Radio Beijing.Or BBC English programs on the radio.
Do you think that would help?
Of course. And why not buy some English tapes and some books to go with them? I'm sure you'll find them useful.
Yes, that's a good idea. But I have another difficulty. My written English isn't very good either.
Oh, well, for that, you'd better find an English pen friend.
Thank you. I'll do that.
第十段独白，回答第十八至二十题。
The state of Kansas is called the breadbasket of America because it is rich in wheat and flour. There are hundreds of cattle farms in western Kansas, some of which are quite large. The state is larger than most states, but its population is small.In the early days, many settlers passed through Kansas, seeking rich land and gold in the West. They looked upon Kansas as a useless waste of land, and they refused to settle there. However, when Kansas joined the United States in 1861 and the slaves were set free, the population began to increase. Finally,The railroads helped to attract settlers by selling them land which is not expensive.